great. And who's the other station in there? Go now, please.
Mr. Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa.
Juliet Oscar Papa. Good day, Josie. Go ahead.
Good morning, Stuart. This is Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa. Just out camping. We're up at Kearsley above Staves Lake.
Yeah.
Hope you have a great day today, and thank you so much for taking my check-in. 7-3.
Thanks for being here. How wet did it get last night, Josie?
Oh, it's not too wet. We got a bunch of tarps, though, so we all stay dry.
Copy that. Have fun and have some rest. 7-3. Okay, I'm down to Richard, if he's with us. Victor Echo 1, Romeo Hotel Uniform. Richard from Middleton, Nova Scotia. Down to Rennie. Victor Echo 7, Romeo, Lima, November. Rennie.
Good morning, Stewart, and everyone on the net. This is Victor Echo 7, Romeo, Lima, November. Yeah, nothing to report. I'm at work right now. I'm on the road, so thanks for taking my second, and have a safe day, everyone. 7-3.
A very good morning to you, Rennie. Thanks for being here. I appreciate it, my friend. 7-3. Victor Alpha 7, Romeo, X-ray Romeo, Roselle. Down to Jim and Jen. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Hotel, Golf. Jim.
Good morning, Stuart. Good morning, all on Rainbow Country Net. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Hotel, Golf. Out in Chilliwack, Jim, out in Chilliwack. We got a bit of rain, 1.5 millimeters. 16 degrees out here, so cloudy. Nice reprieve from the heat. We're just packing up. We're heading out for a week vacation up north again, heading to Fort St. John. Not in the winter in minus 40 this time, but in reasonable conditions. Get to show Jen the, not quite the continuous sun, but pretty close to the longest days anyways. We're just getting our camper picked up. We'll go get the kids from daycare around noon, and off we go. So I hope I can get in tomorrow, likely through All-Star. We'll see how it goes. Otherwise, have a great rest of the week, and look forward to chatting with you next time. VA7SDT, VA7SHG.
A very good morning, Jim. Hope everything goes well, getting everything packed up and you don't forget anything. And you have yourself a great time, my friend. Yeah, it will be longer daylight time that far north. 7-3, and I appreciate you being here. Down to Shannon, Victor Alpha 7, Sierra, Kilo X-ray, Shannon. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra, Sierra Mike, Steve. Down to Stuart, Victor Echo 7, Sierra, Whiskey Sierra, Stuart.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo X-ray Romeo.
Romeo X-ray Romeo, go ahead.
Good morning, Stuart. Sorry about that. I had a late start to the morning and then rushed into some panics. So dealing with that for work and all good now. So thank you for taking my check-in and sorry I'm late. Hope you have a great day. Take care. 7-3.
No apologies necessary, Roselle. I thought Josie may give you a call. Have a great day.
Victor Echo 7, Charlie, Quebec Echo Mobile.
Copy that, Charles. I got you in the log.
Thanks, Stuart. Have a good day. I'm out of here.
Copy that. While I'm on this page, any others for an in and out before I get down to the bottom of the roll call?
Echo 7, you can get a Lima Whiskey.
I got the Lima Whiskey. One more time.
Echo 7, India Lima Whiskey.
India Lima Whiskey. A very good morning. Go ahead, Wayne. Good to hear you.
Good morning. Good morning to the rest of the night. Take care and have a lovely day.
And a big thank you for keeping that call sign going. Appreciate it, Wayne. 7-3. Any others for an in now before I get back to the bottom part of the roll call?
VA7SKX.
SKX. You didn't let me down. Go ahead there, Shannon.
Yeah, I had just popped over to the washroom and I heard the kid saying, it's your turn on radio. So I came back to you here. Well, anyways, it's a good day for baking, which is perfect because I wanted to put some things in the oven so that I could bring goodies to the park tomorrow. And I'll definitely be bringing myself a pop-up shelter to keep myself dry and keep some of the food dry and that. And I'm thinking I might even bring my my big camping tent. It's big enough to stand up and walk around inside, and that'll provide me a dry, comfortable space for the radios, and we'll be able to cover the radios and the food and have plenty of room for everyone to keep dry. So glad it didn't hit us by surprise, and we're able to be prepared.
Well, a very good morning to Shannon. It's absolutely wonderful that the kids are listening on the radio and letting you know when to come on in. Yeah, that big tent would help. It'd be a heavy sucker, I bet you, but I'm sure there's lots of help to put it up.
Oh, that's a fairly new one. You know, these days they make everything fairly lightweight. Yeah, it's good to have the radio on in the house, and it makes for a nice environment upstairs. You know, last night, finally, I got things figured out with this FT991 and got into the Burnaby repeater, RBY, and I was able to get the tone and everything, and they could hear me fine, I could hear them fine, and so, yeah, I was such a lurker for the months that I hadn't figured that out, but now that I've got that figured out on this radio, I can actually throw my call sign into the mix there, so that's good now. I'm not just restricted to RPT anymore.
So did you, were you able to do it using the software, or did you actually do it manually, step by step?
Oh, I haven't figured out the software yet. Yeah, I'll probably be figuring that out at some point. I did hear Paul, VE7, Victor Papa, bragging about his FT991 software and using that on his computer, and that sounded pretty awesome, so good to know that that's a capability, but I'm not super computer savvy, so no, it was just a matter of sitting down in front of the radio, and I had the guys at the Burnaby Club kind of point to this button, that button, look at the manual. They were even watching videos on YouTube trying to figure it out, but once you get it figured out and you remember what buttons to press in what sequence, you know what's interesting about this radio is it says it's a touch screen, but you know, it's not like the touch screens. We have modern-day touch screens where it's actually touch. This one is a pressure sensor screen, so I can press on it, you know, with a pen or with my fingernail or something. I don't have to make contact with my finger, so I actually prefer that. The menu changes on the screen, but it is a pressure sensor screen, touch screen, so I like that. But anyways, yeah, so I got it figured out what buttons to press in what sequence, and I'm able to put the tones in and get into all the other repeaters, and so now it's just a matter of sitting down and putting everything into memory.
Yeah, there's a couple of points. The first one being, did you take notes? Did you write down some of the steps?
Oh, that would have been smart. Yeah, you know, I probably should take notes and write things down. I've been thinking, too, as I get older and things start to go, I should probably write down some passwords as well. I don't write anything down. So, no, I didn't take notes. I just, so far, I still have a pretty sharp memory in my head, and I'm able to memorize things pretty well, but I'm on the decline, so that's not going to last. I should get in the habit of taking notes.
Yeah, maybe have a trial run while, if you get a moment, peace and quiet, and maybe try another one and see if you can do it. I think Paul would have had a third-party software, not the manufacturer's one, and they tend to be very, very easy. On the monitor, you just fill it in across, and the headers tell you what they are. Once you've got one in, you can use it for a template for everything.
All right, well, that gives me something to look forward to. Okay, it's getting noisy here, Stuart, so I better let you carry on. I'm very envious that you got your weeding done before the rain. I didn't get any weeding done yesterday, but here's the rain anyways. All right, I'm going to let you carry on. 7-3.
Thanks for having you here, Shannon. I really appreciate it. And good luck with your bacon and keeping everybody under control there. 7-3 now. Down to Steve. Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Sierra Mike. Steve. Go back to Stuart again. Victor Echo 7, Sierra Whiskey 7. Sierra Whiskey Sierra. Stuart. And where I left off, Victor Alpha 7, Tango Echo Victor, Tom.
Hi, good morning, Stuart. Good morning, everyone. SBA 7, Tango Echo Victor. Nice drizzly day where I am. We had a good downpour, I don't know, around 5 or 6 in the morning, I think it was. But now it's a nice, steady drizzle. Keeping things cool. It's kind of a nice break. Anyways, that's all I got for you today, Stuart, and hope everybody has a great day out there. Victor Alpha 7, Tango Echo Victor.
Well, thanks for being here, Tom. I appreciate your check-in. You have yourself a great day, 7-3. Victor Echo 7, Tango November Foxtrot, James.
Victor Echo 7, Sierra Whiskey Sierra.
Well, go ahead, Stuart.
Good morning, Stuart. Good morning, Tom. I just checked in. It helps to take the lock off when you're transmitting. Anyway, got in now. Rainy Vancouver. It's needed. My weeds definitely need some watering. I just wanted to pick up on a comment you made with Shannon and about taking notes. And I take notes on everything if I can. And it's like a gift to my future self. And sometimes I come across notes like how to fix the dishwasher that maybe they're 5 years old, and it really is a gift. It's like, oh, that's how I did it. It saves a lot of time. So, I'm definitely a fan of taking notes.
Yeah, from my observation, I see now a lot of people use their smartphone and take pictures and do stuff like that. But if it's important to me, I try to leave notes, and then I clean it up and put it into a text file later on.
Yeah, photos and diagrams, it all helps, and in all sorts of ways, not just, how to fix a dishwasher, but, obviously in, coding and programming and stuff like that. Sometimes I can never remember what I did the day before, so if there's some simple steps that lay it all out for me, that's great. And sometimes if I've had a conversation with AI at the very end, I'll say, oh, can you just sum up what we did here today, and then I'll paste that into my note-taking machine, and it's all helpful, all great information.
Yeah, that's an excellent tip, using AI to summarize it for you. Great having you aboard, Stuart. Have yourself a great day, and I'm glad you're getting some moisture there.
You too have a great day, Stuart. Everyone, enjoy it. 7-3, BE7SWS.
Yeah, have a great day, Stuart. Okay, down to Willem. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey Bravo Kilo, Willem. Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Zulu Mike, Lou. Victor Alpha 7, X-Ray Papa, Paul. Victor Echo 7, X-Ray Uniform, Richard. Victor Alpha 7, Yankee, Uniform, Jason.
Victor Alpha 7, Yankee, Uniform. Good morning. I'm over here just playing with Linux right now, and, not really I already installed Linux. I installed it on this laptop because I was just planning to use it as a laptop for, like, logging for radio, ham radio. But then I thought, why not? I'll try to install my SDR software on it. And, oh, boy. Yeah, I should really try to stay away from Linux. I have literally no clue what I'm doing. I'm trying to run commands, and nothing is working. That's all I'll say. So I should just stick to Windows, I think.